Here's something nobody tells you about job interviews. They're supposed to feel terrible. That knot in your stomach, the sweaty palms, the voice in your head screaming that you're about to be exposed as a fraud, that's not a personal failing. It's a universal human experience. Yet most career advice pretends otherwise, offering platitudes about being yourself or staying calm, as if anxiety were simply a switch you could flip off. The truth is far more liberating. Interviews aren't about eliminating fear. They're about preparation so thorough that confidence becomes inevitable. This isn't about faking it until you make it. It's about building something real, a foundation of knowledge, practice, and strategy that transforms dread into genuine self-assurance. The average person changes jobs 12 times across their career, meaning you'll face this challenge again and again. Mastering it isn't optional, it's essential. Remember that coworker who never quite believed they could close the sale? Their customers sensed it immediately. The same dynamic plays out in interviews, except the stakes are higher and the scrutiny more intense. Hiring managers are making expensive bets, often six-figure commitments, and they're scanning for any hint of self-doubt. If you don't believe you belong in that chair, they won't either. Genuine confidence comes from confronting limiting beliefs, those insidious thoughts masquerading as truth. The myth that interviewing is innate talent? False. It's learnable, like public speaking. The belief that introverts can't compete? Wrong. Preparation often gives them an edge. The assumption that interviewers decide in 5 minutes? Research shows many remain genuinely open throughout. The most dangerous myth? Just be yourself. You should be your most prepared, articulate, professional self. You wouldn't show up to a marathon without training just because you have legs. The path forward requires three commitments: eliminating mental obstacles, embracing uncomfortable preparation, and dedicating 10 focused hours. 3 hours researching the company, 3 hours crafting responses with concrete examples, 4 hours practicing aloud. Most candidates invest maybe 2 hours total, delivering B-plus performances. You're aiming for A-plus. In competitive markets, that difference is everything. The candidates who get offers aren't always the most qualified. They're the ones who prepared most thoroughly, who transformed experiences into compelling narratives, who demonstrated not just competence, but genuine enthusiasm. Stock traders with insider information have an unfair advantage, which is why it's illegal. The irony? Gathering insider information about companies you're interviewing with is not only legal, it's encouraged. Yet fewer than 20% of candidates do it. These informational interviews reveal company culture, team dynamics, growth challenges, and interviewer personalities, intelligence no website provides. When I pursued a role at a natural foods company, a brief call with a contact named Dave transformed my approach. He shared which departments were growing, what leadership valued, and how my interviewers thought. The mechanics? Search LinkedIn for connections at your target company, prioritizing warm introductions. Follow the REAL framework. Research them beforehand, express genuine appreciation, ask questions they're uniquely qualified to answer, and listen actively. Always close with, "Is there anyone else I should speak with?" With that intelligence, position your experience effectively. Arm & Hammer once faced declining baking soda sales. Rather than accepting defeat, they repositioned the same product as a refrigerator deodorizer, then a laundry booster, then a teeth whitener. Sales exploded from $16 million to $300 million. They didn't change the product. They changed how people understood its value. Do the same with your experience. Build power examples, your professional highlight reel proving you have the required skills. Effective examples must be directly relevant, tangible and specific, and position you as the person who made things happen. When your background doesn't match perfectly, use bridging, explicitly connecting seemingly unrelated experiences to desired skills. When I lived in Brazil learning Portuguese, months of studying grammar yielded minimal progress. Real fluency only came through daily conversations with native speakers. Interview skills develop identically, not through mental rehearsal, but through practice with real humans. Here's a humbling truth. I once competed against an equally qualified colleague for the same position. I got the offer. The only difference? I practiced more. Most candidates skip this step because it's uncomfortable. Practice doesn't create artificial delivery. It enables natural, confident responses by making your answers second nature. Mock interviews are non-negotiable. Find someone who'll take it seriously, don't break character during the simulation, hold all feedback until the end, and request brutally honest criticism. Conduct at least 2 45-minute sessions. Dedicate at least 4 of your 10 preparation hours to active practice. Once you've practiced thoroughly, nail your opening. Early in my career, when a partner asked why I wanted the job, I responded, "I'm not sure if I want it. I'm considering other options." The interview never recovered. Opening questions like, "Tell me about yourself," aren't casual conversation starters. They're opportunities to demonstrate why you're the perfect fit, delivered in under 3 minutes. Highlight your relevant skills, provide concrete achievements, and express genuine interest through specific reasons beyond compensation. Research shows 30% of interviewers form their initial impression within 5 minutes. When COVID-19 first emerged, it remained abstract. Statistics and news reports that felt distant. Then my mother's cousin died from it, and suddenly it became viscerally real. This illustrates why storytelling is crucial in interviews. Stories create emotional connections that facts alone cannot. Structure your stories using the SPAR model: situation, problem, action, result. Begin with brief context, introduce a problem that creates tension, focus on 3 distinct actions you personally took, then conclude with quantifiable results. For example, as a student government member, I noticed our 5% alumni donation rate. I discovered 90% felt the suggested $50 was too much, so I created a $10 Matters campaign, showing how small donations added up. Donation growth increased 10% that year. Keep stories 3 to 5 minutes. Beyond behavioral questions, you'll face scenario questions, open-ended hypotheticals requiring real-time analysis. The home base model provides structure. Establish a broad foundation first, then explore specific paths connecting back to it. If asked how to improve sales at a struggling store, I'd focus on 3 areas: increasing traffic, improving conversion rates, and raising transaction value. Then explore each systematically. This demonstrates structured thinking while maintaining flexibility. Companies fear hiring people like Janet, an executive blindsided when fired from manipulative behavior. She lacked self-awareness to see how others experienced her, making her a cultural misfit. This is worse than incompetence, because skills can be taught, but interpersonal dysfunction creates unavoidable problems. Employers probe self-awareness through questions about accomplishments, strengths, weaknesses, 5-year plans, and leadership style. The SE model, statement, explanation, example, makes these straightforward. I excel at analytical thinking. I created an inventory tracking model identifying $15,000 in savings, which the company implemented. For weaknesses, avoid disqualifying flaws and fake weaknesses disguised as strengths. Share a genuine work-related weakness with your solution. I'm action-oriented, which sometimes leads me to skip details. I now seek input from detail-oriented colleagues of 4 big decisions. For 5-year plans, assume you could stay. I see myself having mastered this role and taken on additional responsibilities, perhaps managing a team or handling larger projects. Demonstrating self-awareness reassures employers you're emotionally intelligent and culturally aligned. Job interviews will never feel comfortable, and that's okay. The goal isn't eliminating anxiety, but building genuine confidence through thorough preparation. This isn't about tricks or hacks. It's about investing 10 focused hours that could change your career trajectory. Interviewing isn't a talent you're born with. It's a skill you build deliberately. The candidates who get offers aren't always the most qualified. They're the ones who prepared most thoroughly, who transformed their experiences into compelling narratives, who demonstrated genuine enthusiasm. Commit to those 10 hours. Have those informational interviews. Practice out loud until it feels effortless. Walk into your next interview not hoping to survive, but ready to excel. The difference between where you are and where you want to be isn't talent or luck. It's preparation, and that's entirely within your control.